Hi, my name is Jay Ian Green, and you might know me from my latest Drupal book, Drupal 7 Views Cookbook. This is episode 18 of the Modules Unraveled podcast.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast, where the Drupal community speaks. And now your host, his favorite soda is Dr. Pepper, Brian Lewis.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast. My name is Brian Lewis, and today I have with me Jay Ian Green. Green has developed software since inventing the abacus, created websites since Al Gore invented the web, and he's been a Drupaler somewhat longer than his current Drupal.org user ID. Try settling on a user ID when your real name is Dries Webchick. A writer of sorts, a poet of metered sorts, husband, father, friend, and rascal in the nicest possible way. When not plugged in, Green enjoys nature, dogs, horses, and other critters, kayaking, spicy food, the arts, and other cultures. He is the author of Drupal 6 Content Administration, Drupal 6 Attachment Views, and Drupal 7 Views Cookbook from Pact Publishing, as well as columnist for the Drupal Watchdog with his Farmished Freelancer column. So, Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You, Brian?
Pretty good. I'm going to have fun editing that intro since I fumbled over it so many times, but the listener won't know. So can you tell us a little bit about who you are and where you're from?
Who I am? I'm, I guess, applicably a software developer since forever. The first software development I did was in Mnemonic Assembler. On a programmable calculator before the first PC came out. And I've been doing it ever since. And I'm originally from New Jersey.
Okay. So how did you get started with Drupal, and when was that?
I got started with Drupal about the time that Drupal 6 was rolling out the door. And it was accidental, to tell you the truth. I had been doing PHP development for a while then, and I had a client come to me and ask me for two sites, both content management sites. And she had no preference as to what framework I used, so I looked around and decided to do one in Joomla and one in Drupal. And after doing both, I decided that Drupal was the way to go for me.
Cool. So what's the most recent project you've been working on?
I'm just coming off a year-long project now. I was working at Turner Broadcasting on the entertainment side, working on sites like Conan O'Brien's website, The Smoking Gun, and other entertainment properties.
Excellent. Cool. I use the Conan O'Brien show occasionally in the mornings when I'm eating my breakfast. I watched the night before.
I bet you end up with a lot of milk going through your nose now.
Yeah. Okay, so we're here to talk about the Drupal 7 Views Cookbook. And for those who've not heard of it, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. It's essentially a book that tries to deliver aid to the Views user in a way where they can find a title of what we call a recipe, in this case, that matches their need and follow the steps to create the view without having to have a knowledge of view and without having to worry about reading the material before that page and after that page.
Oh, okay. So if somebody wanted to create like a staff list or something, you'd kind of just walk them through the steps to get that information and display it without having to really understand what's happening behind the scenes.
Right.
Okay. Cool.
It covers beginning views, making modifications to the ones that come with the views module, creating simple custom ones, intermediate, advanced custom ones, as well as then moving into using extra displays with a view, creating a view programmatically, and other topics associated with views.
About how many view recipes do you think you went in there?
I think there's probably about 50.
Hmm. Can you give us some examples of some specific ones that are in there?
So chapter one is the modifying of default views, the views that come with the views module. And an example of that is selecting the glossary view entries for a specific user instead of the glossary for everybody. You know, focus in on what the author's content is and provide a glossary of that. For basic custom views, creating a random AI block. So producing a block from a random selection in the form of an advertisement. For intermediate views, understanding relationships is one, or displaying a table of entity fields. And in the advanced views section, a marketing bundle, and that's one of the examples of using additional displays. There's an example where it uses it on the same page and not. Or using related content, adding depth to a term.
Adding what to a term?
Depth. So, in other words, if you search on a term, you can say that you want the search result to include that term's predecessors, grandparents, parents, or that term's children.
Okay.
Then theming. Go over pretty much most of the things you would want to theme, everything from a field up through a grid and table to an entire page, and then theming multiple displays. In the chapter on creating views programmatically, one of the examples is handling a view field or styling a view field. And then there's a short chapter, some administrative things such as exporting a view, importing a view, cloning a view, et cetera.
Hmm. How did you come up with all of the different recipes? Did you get feedback from people, or was this all just you thinking of it on your own? Or
it was pretty much me thinking of it on my own. It was just drawing on applications and Drupal sites that I've done in the past and the types of things that people wanted. For example, the example that has the attachment view and the block view, that also resembles a desktop application of sorts. And you can have the information in one relating to the other directly, interactively. I guess sometimes it's done more often these days with panels, but some people don't want to get into panels. It's a bit heavy for them. They want to just stick with views. So it shows how to do that. And the inspiration for that particular example wasn't even from Drupal. It was from a different application entirely. But it's just another way of accomplishing the same thing.
Okay. So a lot of this then is from just your experience, things that
Correct.
People have wanted mm-hmm. most, you decided to go ahead and write them down.
That's right.
Cool. So how large is the book then? Like, how many pages is this book?
The book actually is not that large as computer books go. It's under 300 pages. But the reason for that is that it's a cookbook format, and it's as opposed to a Bible format. So instead of here's the views module and here's everything you'd ever want to know about it, or here's everything that you would ever want to reference about it, This is particularly structured to step-by-step instructions for those recipes.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And I understand there's a backstory to the publishing of this book. I'm excited to hear that. So can you go into that?
Well, this is actually my fifth book. There were two early on that I did under a different pen name, and then the three Drupal-related books. And I have to say that this book was the most testing of experiences as an author. The original idea was to write the book so that it would come out about the same time as Drupal 7. But what happened, as I'm sure you and listeners are aware, is that Drupal 7 was fairly late. And Drupal 7 had six alpha releases before it went to beta. And during the alpha releases, while I was trying to write the first draft, things were broken. There was no upgrade path from alpha to alpha. So having gone through on Alpha 1 and created as much as I can, given that a lot of things still didn't work, when Alpha 2 came out, I had to recreate. I couldn't just update. But eventually, Drupal 7 came out, and I finished the first draft, albeit with a bunch of holes that where I couldn't finish views, sometimes even the ones that come with the module, because things still weren't working quite right. And it was probably right about that time that in a chat with Earl Miles, he let me know that he was working on a redesign of the Vue's user interface. And he pointed me to Drupal Gardens, where he had mock-ups of the redesign. And as it turns out, the redesign was so extensive, as people are probably now aware, the entire book had to be rewritten at that point because the step-by-step instructions, none of them applied any further to the examples. So I had to wait for actually that release to come out, which was after DrupalCon, Chicago at that time, and then wait for a stable release of Vue's 3, at which point I could start rewriting. And in fact, I think I rewrote chapter 1 and 2 based on the mock-ups on Drupal Gardens, and those actually turned out to change as well. So I think those chapters were written 3 times. Yeah. So I probably ought to warn the readers based on that, though. Some of the edits apparently didn't make it through, particularly on those early chapters. For example, some places it says to click the OK button, which actually became the apply button. Okay. And in some places the fields are referred to as being node colon whatever, where they change to content colon whatever. Mm-hmm. So I do have an errata page on my blog site where people can go and find things that were published incorrectly, and here's the way it really should have been printed, or let me know about them if they're ones I don't know about.
So they can, when they get the book, they can take it to your site and just go through all of that and make the changes in their own book.
Correct.
So I'm sure everyone will. So get ready for, you know, a big rush of users to that page.
Hopefully the site will handle it.
Wow. So, okay. So you finally got it done. When did you finish writing the newest revision?
The final drafts were completed the beginning of March. And then we went into pre-production and the book came out in April.
Cool. So it's finally out now.
And it is.
I guess that's a question. Is it out now?
It is out now.
Okay. Where can people get it if they're looking to get one?
Well, there is a link on your site that they can use to buy it through Amazon.
Yep.
And they can also, if they prefer, go directly to the publisher site, which is PactPub, P-A-C-K-T, PUB.com, and buy it there.
Okay.
As well as any other bookseller.
Okay. I was going to say to the listeners, the link on my site is an affiliate link. So if you'd like to support, you know, me and the podcast and what I'm doing, Amazon will give me, you know, a small kickback for each purchase that's made through that link. So feel free to share the love. And we also, when I got you on, I was able to convince you to do a book giveaway.
You did.
So that'll be exciting.
My arm still sore.
Do what?
Oh. My arm is still sore being twisted.
Yeah, so to give away the book, we decided to do a Twitter contest. And all you need to do is follow both of us. Follow Accidental Coder and Mods Unraveled. Tweet why you'd want the book or how you'd use it.
And keep it clean.
Yes, keep it clean. And just include the hashtag D7VCB for Views Cookbook. And we'll choose the funniest or most interesting tweet and give away a free copy. So you'll find all of those instructions on the show notes for this episode at modulesunraveled.com/podcast/018. Yeah, so get on there and get a free copy of the cookbook. Can I enter, Jeff? Is that allowed?
I don't think so.
Since I'm the judge.
Yeah, I think that yeah. I don't think Trees should do it either.
or Earl Miles. Cool. Yeah, so get on the site and enter for the end of the contest to get the free copy of the Views cookbook. Jeff, is there anything else you want to say about the book before we wrap this up?
Just that I hope that everybody who buys it, you know, the hard copy or the ebook, do find it very useful. I'd like to get feedback because Drupal 8 will be out and there'll be an opportunity to revise it for that. And I like to build whatever feedback I get into the next version.
Where can they give you that feedback?
They can give it to me again through Twitter at Accidental Coder, or they can go through my blog site at theaccidentalcoder.com and leave it there.
Okay, cool. Great. Well, the book sounds great. I guess I'll have to buy my own since I can't win the free win. But I'm excited for that. So let's go ahead and wrap up this episode with what are you most excited about that you've had your eye on and you think looks really cool.
Well, I think that Drupal 8 is looking really cool and a little bit daunting to me. Moving from Drupal 6 to Drupal 7 is a big learning curve. Quite a bit changed in the architecture, and the changes in the architecture in some ways changed the approach that particularly developers, back-end or front-end, use toward deciding how to structure the site, you know, because in Drupal there's almost always a number of different ways to accomplish something, and even those ways, sometimes instinctive ways, change based on the architecture. Well, it looks like Drupal 8 is going to be even more of a change from 7 than 7 was from 6. Hmm. So I'm both excited and nervous about it at the same time.
Cool. Well, we kind of already talked about this, but where can people go to find out more about you, the book, and just the things you're working on in general?
Sure. The blog, again, would be a good place to go to see my opinion on things and or my little horror stories here and there, because that's typically what I blog about when something drives me nuts and I finally get a solution. And that's theaccidentalcoder.com. Or on the business side, in terms of what I do and what I've been working on, you can check out the site at Ayen Designs, A-Y-E-N, designs.com.
Cool. Your screen name and the name you use everywhere is Accidental Coder. How did you come up with that, or how did that come about?
That came from college. I went to college to be a biochemist. And the reason I went to college to be a biochemist, because I had no idea what I wanted to go to college for. I found out later that there were things I could have done I would have loved, but didn't realize that you could, you know, actually do that. And so I figured I had a chemistry set, and that was fun. I'd go to college and become a biochemist. And one day my roommate said to me, you know, have you ever noticed that you're struggling through chemistry and yet you're getting A's in your computer classes and never study for them? And I said, no, I hadn't, but okay. So he said, well, why don't you do computers? And I said, you mean you can make money at that? And that's how it started. I actually had a transfer because the school I was in at the time didn't have a computer major. Huh. And that was the beginning of it.
That's funny. Cool. All right. Well, Jeff, it's been great talking to you.
I enjoyed it as well, Brian.
And we'll just talk to you later.
Thanks very much.
Should I call you Jeff or should I call you Green or what?
Well, my wife taught me to respond to just about anything, but Jeff is fine.
Okay. Green has developed software since inventing the abacus, created websites since... what should I say there? Should I actually just say insert name du jour or should I actually say a name?
You can use Al Gore if you want.
Al Gore. All right, that'll work. And he's been a Drupaler somewhat longer than his current Drupal.org user ID, since his real name is Dries Webchick. No, that doesn't work. Try settling on something when your real name... Yeah, we'll go with that. A writer of sorts, a poet, and... A writer? Poet... Okay, sorry, I skipped a line. Okay. As well as the columnist for the Drupal Watchdog with his Farmished. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Okay. As well Farmished. As the this is going to be the most editing I've ever had to do for an intro.